It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Recently, three Democratic U.S. senators sent a letter to the largest data center companies inquiring about the industry's impact on local communities.
These tech companies that got that letter, like Microsoft and Meta, have data center projects here in Wisconsin. The senators want to know whether the AI data center boom is causing electricity prices to soar, and they want a response from those companies in less than a week.
In just a bit, we'll hear from the advocacy group, Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, about how the financial future of the AI industry might impact utility customers here in the state, especially if they expected returns on these massive investments in AI and they're not realized.
But first, data center deals surged to a record high last year. Analysts don't see a slowdown in demand for AI. What happens if too many data centers are built in Wisconsin and elsewhere?
To get the financial picture, we turn to Dan Gallagher, a columnist for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street, where he covers the technology and media industries. Dan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Data center deals, they are going down here in Wisconsin and, of course, all over the country with billions of dollars that are flowing into the AI data center industry. And that really brings up questions of debt and risk and the word bubble. So can you talk about what is a bubble and how it can be identified?
Well, a bubble is kind of this loose term that refers to this to something that like it's a rapidly something that's grown rapidly and it, frankly, is in danger of popping because bubbles do tend to pop. When we use it in terms of market and finance, it usually means like it, you've had this rush of investment into something that is pushing up valuations. You know, making companies worth more, even if they're not economically worth that much more. And when you have that kind of situation, there's obviously a danger of if circumstances change or if even investors like lose confidence in the story, you could have, you know, that bubble burst.
The surge of money that is flowing into these projects, it does have some investors concerned over this rapid expansion of projects and then, you know, the return on investment in the future. From your reporting, are there indications that there will be a payday on these AI data center projects?
I look at it. There's a couple ways to look at it. And so it's a little more complicated for me. I think overall, there's a strong economic return that you're going to see with AI. You know, I do think it's kind of on the order of the mobile phone revolution, the internet revolution. It's going to be it's a very significant technology but in both of those cases as well, we also saw times where there was like either certain companies, you know, didn't pan out or certain ideas didn't pan out. The investments turned down a bit. We saw that famously with the dot-com burst. Mm-hmm. That did not change the fact that the internet was a very disruptive and technology that changed, you know, almost everything really. But it took longer than some of the proponents thought. And there was obviously some pain in the interim. I think we can see that with AI. I do think there's a reason for some of these really big companies to like push investment into this because they see this as the next frontier of technology that they want to get ahead of. But because it's a very competitive, there's a competitive aspect to it. There's reason to think that if one of them pulls significantly ahead, the others will be permanently behind. That's what's sparking this rush of like who can spend the most to get most data centers up and get, you know, AI models developed, you know, quicker to be in like a leading position for that.
And there are the household names, the big names like the Amazons and the Microsofts, you know, who have a lot of capital. But there are also these new companies trying to get in on the data center boom. You know, how much are these firms borrowing and who is lending to them?
Well, they're having no problem finding lenders at the moment. The question now is, are they having to pay? What kind of interest rates are they getting? As the stocks kind of, we've seen this with a company called CoreWeave, which is sort of a new company in the space, and they've had to investors have lost kind of confidence, some confidence in that the. Of what the company's doing. So you've seen the stock take a major hit over the past few months. It's down by about half. And so what a company in that position is facing is, yeah, they can still get financing, but they might have to pay more, pay higher interest rates, which of course affects their economic model because they're still a company that's technically losing money and burning cash while they try to build this out. On the other hand, like you mentioned, you have these really, really big companies, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, that produce a lot of cash, but they're also spending a lot. They're spending a lot in raw dollar amounts and in a way that's affecting their own free cash flow and has affected most of their stocks as well, because now the investors are a little bit concerned. They'll still be around even if the AI bubble bursts. But investors are worried about, okay, is there going to be a return on this massive amount of investment that you're making? And that's been a concern in the markets for the last 3 months.
I go back to this Morgan Stanley analysis recently that said the debt used to fund data centers could top $1 trillion by 2028. That is right around the corner. I mean, if you're a small community here in Wisconsin and a data center development is coming to town, should you be concerned about the high debt load of these projects?
It's something to think about for sure. There's the very real possibility that a lot of the projects that have been announced, and I'm not taking any position on a particular one, you know, whether it's Wisconsin or somewhere else.
Sure.
But you have these companies have a lot of projects going in a lot of places. So if they got to a point where they felt like they needed to pull back some of their investment, because maybe the return is not going to happen as fast as they think it is. You could see that impact certain communities. If a project that was promised or even partially underway got pulled back or stopped, that's definitely possible. And if you have some of these projects that are backed with high loads of debt as opposed to the big cash flow of some of these really big companies, the risk is the same to the community in the sense that you might see projects that were promised that don't materialize.
If data centers would be overbuilt, how might these companies that invested heavily in the industry react and adapt? And then what should local residents be watching for in these projects?
Well, I think some of the big companies that already had a lot of big data center networks, they feel they'll still be able to make use of these projects. If they put up a data center for AI computing and they decide, and there's not quite the demand to fill it, they think over time they'll still be able to make use of it because, you know, the companies like Microsoft and Google and Amazon and Oracle run already have these really big cloud computing operations where they provide, you know, essentially computing services to businesses. They've been doing this for years. So they have existing businesses that can make use of that infrastructure. It just may be that they can make use of it for a long time and not have to build a lot of new stuff if AI demand doesn't materialize the way they think.
You've been covering the tech industry for decades. Do you see any red flags at this point in this data center boom?
Well, red flags, I think, are, you know, I've seen a lot of times in technology where the optimism gets, you know, what I'll say a little bit overheated or out of control because people are excited about what the new technology can bring and kind of see only the upside. There's a lot of potential upside here, but nothing happens without, you know, there's always a roller coaster that happens as things sort of kind of find their normal. So I don't think we're going to see this level of spending keep going up and up and up the way we have. I think we're going to see it still stay strong next year because it's kind of already in the books. Beyond that, I think it's going to depend on how consumers and businesses, how much they're really using AI and how much demand there is that will determine the course for all these types of investments.
We will wait to see that. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Dan Gallagher, a columnist for The Wall Street Journal covering the technology and media industries. We talked about the financing behind data centers and the potential risks in the spending race for AI applications. Now to look further into energy-intensive data centers and how local utilities are responding, we turn to Tom Content, Executive Director at the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. He's also Vice President of the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates. Tom, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on again.
electricity bills, they're going up nationwide, including, as you know, here in Wisconsin. How much is this due to the AI data center boom?
Well, in other parts of the country, it actually is due to the data center boom. In states out east where they deregulated their power markets, we're seeing increases already. We're concerned about increases here. We know our bills have already been rising significantly in recent years at rates higher than inflation. But the concern is, will customers, homeowners, renters, small businesses, be footing the bill for the data centers, this wave of data centers that's now upon us?
We Energies is seeking to add 3 gigawatts and billions of dollars worth of energy projects to meet expected energy demands for data centers. What is your organization, Citizens Utility Board, watching for as data center firms make these deals with utility companies to increase energy output?
Yeah, we're concerned about the risks down the road, the risks from the AI bubble, as well as that Dan was talking about, as well as the risks of more efficient technology, like we've seen in China, being deployed more aggressively. The Chinese, several companies in China have announced AI breakthroughs that are much less energy intensive. So we're watching that. And the reason we're watching that is when you pay for a power plant, it's paid, as ratepayers, we're paying for that over 40 or 60 years. And so if AI companies' business plans change, we need to make sure that there are sufficient guarantees and exit fees and protections in place for the rest of the for the citizens of Wisconsin who will still be here if plans change for the tech companies.
I mean, 40 to 60 years, that's generations of Wisconsin residents who would be footing the bill for these utility upgrades. And, you know, can you talk about then, you know, for if a data center project, if they decide to pull back on their plans down the road or if their electricity needs change, how would that impact ratepayers?
Well, that's the question. Those are the questions, the exact questions that we're asking in a case that's just getting underway right now at the Public Service Commission. We Energies has filed a plan. It's a data center tariff. So it's the rates that that both the OpenAI and Oracle would pay in Port Washington and what Microsoft would pay in Racine County. And so we're in the thick of that, and we're trying to make sure that there are sufficient consumer protections and, as I said, exit fees in place. We're concerned that not all the I's have been dotted and all the T's have been crossed. And so this case is, I call it the most important case that isn't a rate case that we've ever undertaken in 46 years of CUB, given the magnitude of this. The scale of these data centers is just so immense in terms of their energy needs. And if just for We Energies alone, it took 120 years for We Energies customers to grow in their energy demand up to 5,000 megawatts of energy, of electricity. And these two projects all by themselves would double that using another 5,000 megawatts. It's amazing. It's daunting, I should say. And every time I say it, I'm still my jaw drops because these are orders of magnitude bigger numbers than the kind of economic development we used to see when we would land something like the new pharmaceutical factory in Kenosha County or another economic development project.
You mentioned exit fees, and I'm wondering what are some ways that utility companies could better protect ratepayers, better protect their customers with the data center industry and these deals?
Yeah, and this is where our involvement with this coalition of consumer advocates from other states is something we hope to bring back to Wisconsin for the benefit of ratepayers here. What we're learning is that a statewide approach is really helpful. There's a case in Ohio where Ohio actually got burned by crypto and Bitcoin mining companies that ended up leaving the state after the big utility had to invest in energy infrastructure for them. And so when the data centers came calling, and there's significant growth demand in, for data centers now in Ohio. The consumer advocate, our counterpart, Cub's counterpart in Ohio, and the utility worked together to negotiate a plan that was very protective for the customers of Ohio. The data center coalition opposed that. And after the Ohio regulators approved that plan, but then what happened after that is that a lot of the data center demand shifted from that utility to another, a different utility that didn't have those protections in place. So that's why it's important to have, we think, to have a statewide framework. There's a bill in the legislature right now that would take steps toward implementing just that.
Microsoft has said it's prepaying for energy and electrical infrastructure that it'll use for their data center in Racine County. Is that a tact that other data center projects around Wisconsin are also doing?
I believe that's the case for other projects, but I don't know for sure. But I know Microsoft is a special case in part because it's on the Foxconn site,
mm-hmm.
and there was the state laws were changed to enable energy infrastructure projects to move more quick to happen more quickly and without as much regulation, just in that one zone. So we're hopeful that's carrying over to the other projects. Having said that, there was a power line that was built for a transmission line that was built by ATC for Foxconn that was paid for by customers across the state, for not just We Energy's customers, not just Foxconn, but We Energy's customers in Madison, even customers in up to Rhinelander and Michigan's Upper Peninsula ended up paying for that line, which now Microsoft is the beneficiary of.
Contracts between data centers and utility companies, they're very confidential. Is transparency an issue when you're looking at the energy demand with these projects and what protections would be fair and viable for ratepayers?
I think it's important that every, as you used to say in journalism, sunshine is the best disinfectant. Mm-hmm. And so the more awareness people have up front is clear. And we're seeing that now in the local dialogues that are happening around the state, where the agreements are being negotiated and kind of foisted on a public that is very confused and has a lot of questions about the long-term benefits, especially when you look at the results of the Marquette poll that came out just a few months ago. It was bipartisan. It didn't matter what party or if you were an independent. A majority of Wisconsinites at that time said that that the costs outweigh the benefits of adding data centers in our state.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tom Content is Executive Director of Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. That's a consumer watchdog for utility customers. We talked about how ratepayers might be affected if the energy demand for data centers isn't realized. And earlier, we heard from Wall Street Journal tech columnist Dan Gallagher about the financial portfolios of these data centers and what happens to these investments long term.